Hello and welcome to the Heart-Centered Horsemanship Podcast. This is Kimberly Horman and this is Season 2, Episode 11, How to Steer Your Horse. Have you ever tried riding a circle and as soon as you pulled back on the inside rein, you felt your horse's shoulder falling away to the outside? There's a biomechanical reason behind this. And through learning how to turn your horse with their whole body in mind, this issue should eliminate itself, resulting in a more balanced and harmonious ride. Now, what's wrong with just using your inside rein? For beginners, it's not uncommon to be told to turn, pull on the rein in the direction you want to go. However, this results in the horse overbending in the direction the rein is being pulled, and this often results in that loss of steering feel where his body isn't following his head and neck. This also causes pressure from the bit, which encourages the horse to evade it. Other issues might include the hind end of your horse swinging to the outside of the line of travel, problems with leads, and just an overall unbalanced horse who lacks impulsion and suppleness. So let's take a look at how we can understand straightness in relation to circles and turns a little bit better. I know this can be a confusing topic for people. When riding a circle or turning, your horse should stay in alignment with the line of travel that she's moving in. This means the hind legs should still follow on the same track as the front legs. Though there is a bend in the line of travel, the horse should still be aligned so that no part of her body comes off of this track. If you imagine a train coming around a bend, all of the cars are in alignment with each other as they move along the tracks. Now, picture those train cars as your horse's spine. When you only use the inside rein as your turning aid, this creates a sharp curve in those tracks that only the front train cars or the front of your horse are traveling on. When this happens, it causes an interruption of your horse's balance and a lack of influence over the rest of your horse's body. The horse's hindquarters can't properly engage, which results in the inside hind leg becoming unable to track up under the rib cage. When this happens, correct contact is lost, along with impulsion and suppleness, which are all the things we're looking to maintain. Now, let's review correct turning aids. When turning, the inside rein works together with your inside leg and outside aids. So let's break this down into detail. The role of your inside leg is to remain by the girth as a reference point for your horse to bend around. Let's keep in mind that your horse's rib cage is not very flexible. So in order to soften this part of the body, we need to bring awareness to the muscles surrounding the rib cage, which are called the intercostal muscles. We do this through the use of the inside leg. As a result, the inside rib cage will contract while the outside of the rib cage elongates. This result of this posturing is softening of the rib cage and a bend through the body. Your inside rein creates the degree of flexion necessary for the head and neck to follow the line of travel in a circle or turn. It's common for riders to overflex their horse to the inside while circling, cornering, or turning. The degree of flexion is relative to the size of the movement requiring the turning aid. For instance, a 20-meter circle requires far less bend than an 8-meter circle. If you can see the side of your horse's face on a 20-meter circle, you're using too much bend. As a reference for 20-meter circles, you should be able to see the inside eyelashes of your horse, but no more than that. Now here's the part we really need to keep in mind. The role of your outside rein is to execute the turn. All right, you heard that right. The role of your outside rein is to execute the turn. Not only is it there to keep your horse balanced, but it also influences the shoulder to keep it from coming off the track and controls the amount of bend in the neck, thus keeping his body in better alignment. Now, we can't forget about our outside leg, right? Our outside leg is positioned slightly behind the girth during circles. It's used to control the hindquarters in the event that they swing to the outside. So now that we've gone into detail about the aids, how do we apply them? First, let's just take a biomechanical fact into consideration. Many horses naturally want to lean into turns, which results in posturing the head and neck to the inside and stiffening the rib cage. When this happens, impulsion is lost and the weight falls onto your horse's forehand. As a rider, part of your job is to keep your horse from using unhealthy movement patterns like this. So you're going to start by looking through your turn to prevent over or understeering. Your eyes are a powerful element in your toolbox and should always play a part in guiding your horse through circles, corners, and turns. You'll want to keep both hands following the line of travel without losing the contact through your outside rein. As your inside rein creates the degree of flexion necessary to perform the turn, your inside leg reminds your horse to stay upright through her shoulder and creates flexion through the rib cage. In the event the hindquarters start to drift off the track, you'll feel her start to lean into the turn and the rib cage will become stiff. In that case, use your outside leg to get the hindquarters back onto the line of travel, and another reminder from your inside leg saying, "Hey, bend around me." And lastly, let's take a look at your riding position. When you're riding a straight line, your heel, hip, shoulder, and ear should be in alignment. When you ask your horse to turn, be mindful that your inside shoulder may have a tendency to come up as a result of tension through your forearm. Think about keeping both of your seat bones connected in the saddle and thinking about the inside shoulder staying down and back as you create flexion with your inside rein, which will keep your body in correct alignment. Allow the feel of the turn to travel through your body. See if you can feel your outside thigh close slightly against the saddle as your inside hip opens, encouraging your horse around the turn. If you're just learning how to do this, you may need to play with how much you need for a bit, and it's okay to over-exaggerate your movements as you develop this feel. It's all part of the learning process. You can also imagine your hands are on your horse's back, and you want to turn your horse with your hands. What would you do with them? You might push slightly forward and in with your outside hand, as your inside hand comes slightly back and releases pressure on your horse's back. Now think about how you can recreate this movement pattern through your seat without leaning or weighting one stirrup heavier than the other. As you improve your position and accuracy of your cues, put them to the test by riding different size circles, maybe some serpentines, or even just coming off the rail about 4 feet and really focus on riding through each corner of the arena as if the rail isn't going to catch you. These tips will take your horse's steering to the next level. Remember to be patient with yourself and your horse as you work on balancing more through your circles and turns. If you're struggling or have questions, feel free to contact me. I'd be happy to hear about your individual situation and offer some help. You can hop onto my website, heartcenteredhorsemanshipacademy.com, for access to my online training classroom and information about how to become a client. You can also visit my blog where I've written an entire article about what we've just discussed. Thank you so much for listening today, and make sure your next ride is a confident, harmonious, and happy one. Take care.